Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path Radio Program. And we're talking today about how the Crow Moon can help you transition as we move from winter into spring. Many people feel more rejuvenated than ever when we go into the spring season. So I'm hoping my friend Ray will be here. It's been a few complications this morning, but hopefully he'll be here soon. Now, one thing that's important is this moon is in Libra, and Libra is a very balanced sign. So you can have a lot of balance coming into your life if you really watch what you're doing. And again, pay attention to everything that's going on in your life. Now, I think Ray is here. Hello, Ray.
Yeah. Hello. Yes, I am. I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you are. And, you know, you heard
sorry,
me. I already started talking. Well, better late than never, right? Anyway.
Yep.
Let's get into this topic. Now, besides the full moon, this is also the lunar eclipse. And it's a very powerful one. I have a separate article on the lunar eclipse on my website, also in my YouTube videos. So if you want to learn more about the lunar eclipse, how it's affecting your zodiac signs, go to my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com, and check out the article on the lunar eclipse. And also, you can read my full article on the full moon. This full moon is known as the Crow Moon, by the way, the time where crows are cawing and calling out to many things. So, Ray, what do you want to add on this?
Well, it's the moon that switches from basically the spring, from the winter to the spring, and it's time for a lot of new beginnings. As everybody realizes, spring, that's when you plant the gardens, and everything is starting to grow. It's just like everybody out, like people should be growing this time of the year. They get a chance to get outside, smell the fresh air, assuming you're in a place that has fresh air. Just to clear your head and get things going in the right direction. You possibly, with being outside, get your brain, get all the fog out of your brain and go from there. So you can move on and make logical decisions where you want to go, what you want to get rid of, what you want to keep, stuff like that.
Well, I'm opposite of everyone else. I personally don't care for the springtime and summer. I'm a fall person. Fall and winter much more resonate with me. And that's when I come alive. Everybody's different and goes on different cycles. But for me, that's the way it works. So if you're out there listening and you don't feel, the big push that most people do on spring, just realize you're on a different level, different vibration, whatever it may be. It's your path. That's why I call this show the Sacred Path. We're each one of us on a sacred path. It may be different than somebody else's, but it's your path.
And it's always good to be on, as long as you're going in the right path, going in the same direction. You don't have to be following everybody like they're sheep. You go your own path. You make your own decisions like everybody else. Sometimes you're good. Sometimes you're not so good. Hopefully
keep moving forward no matter what.
Right.
It's about moving forward. And I want to get back for a moment, sorry, on this Crow Moon, because it very much relates to Native Americans and their culture. And they felt the Crow Moon symbolized justice, creativity, and spiritual strength. So there's a great deal of importance. Anytime it's a bird symbol for whatever it means, messenger, and there's always messages to and from spirit. Okay, Ray.
Messages are always good. I mean, it's, you know, being that the earth is starting to warm up, well, in certain parts of the world anyhow, warming up in this part, colder in, let's say, Australia. Here the worms are starting to come alive again and up, and it feeds the robins. And anytime you see a robin or a cardinal, whether it be a male or a female cardinal, I always look at it as it is a messenger. A male cardinal is basically, I look at it as my dad, and the female, I always look at it as my mom. So,
you're pretty good to know which one's male and which one's female. I would have problems with that. But I've never seen cardinals out in the world. Never have.
Yeah, they look different. I mean, one's got a bigger red, and the other one is like a dull red sort of a thing, out of a lack of word to use. So you could once you look at them and someone explains it to you, they're easy to pick out. And the message is like the Native Americans, they're always coming up with animals are always sending you messages, whether it be a hawk, whether it be an owl, whether it be a robin, an eagle, an animal as a whole is always sending you, especially birds, always sending you messages.
Yes, and that's why I always feel strong like the crow moon, because again, crow represents so many different things in Native American spirituality. You know, it's kind of a magical, like the raven. Many of them are very magical, and I feel that way with most birds. And it's a good time. Like a lot of people have been overwhelmed with everything over the fall, winter, the holidays, and so if you've been feeling really overwhelmed, now is the time to ask for balance to come into your life. You know, with every full moon, you should write out, starting today, write out what you want to release, what you're looking to bring into your life. And by writing it out, you make it stronger. Writing is very important. You can say it, but it's not as powerful as when you write it. And you can do a prayer over it tonight, tomorrow, the next few days. Pray over all this. Release what you need to and bring in what you need to.
I agree. I mean, so many people, including myself, has so much stuff that bogs them down. And, you got to get rid of stuff, whether it be negative energies, whether it be no matter what it is, you got to get rid of the negativity and focus on the positive. It's as you said, the Native Americans, when they turn around, you know, it's easier for them to hunt in the summertime versus the wintertime. I mean, a lot of times it scares, but. And that provides them food and the buffalo.
And that's another
reason
for a celebration, you know, because it's coming. You've made it through winter. And even if you are not in dire straits, it's still something to celebrate that you made it through.
Right.
You know, we broke through. And
right.
One thing I want to bring up on March, there's an archangel named Ariel. And Ariel is known as the Lion of God. And this angel works very strongly during the month of March and can be a guide for you and can help you with projects, whatever you're trying to do. Again, the list you write out, whatever you want to release or whatever you want to bring in, ask Archangel Ariel to work with you. And you may find some differences. I believe very much in calling on the angels because they have that power. Spirit guides are good and all that, but they don't have the power of the angels.
Right. And I mean, especially like the angels are really celebrating this week because of what this week represents. So, I mean, it's just the angels are celebrating. I mean, for a lot of us, you know, goes right over our head, especially in this world anymore. But you concentrate, you know, on Palm Sunday and Thursday and Friday to realize what it's all about. And then Sunday, it's like everything gets, you know, washed away. Everything's good. And then start another whole year, basically. So, I mean, it's just...
It's also a stunning indication that life conquers death. That's what the symbolism of the death and resurrection is, life conquering death, and that Jesus won that battle. And he did. He won it for all of us, which is very important to remember. No matter what your beliefs may be, there is a symbolism there that's very powerful.
Right. And it's, you know, not everybody just, you know, I mean, if you, and I know it's getting off the subject a little bit, and I'll stop it after this. It's like Lazarus and the you know, helping the blind and people like that and people walking. You know, he did a lot. And then his final thing was, you know, rising from the dead. And they say when he rose from the dead, he went and visited other areas of the world before he went into heaven. And, you know, I mean, it just, he went around and visited everybody, Native Americans, you know, Chinese, everybody. Now, whether they actually accepted it or not, it was on them. But, you know.
Well, he comes in many different forms, and he comes in one that whatever culture it may be can recognize and identify with. That's something that's hard for people to understand, but he does do that. You know, he's come many times into the world, and he always comes differently. And if you have not read the book, The Prophet, by Cahil Gibran, strongly recommend it. It's a wonderful book on spirituality, on Christ, on everything. So if you have not read it, check it out. It's free on Amazon, on Kindle and other things. But aside from that, I want to get back to some of the things that you can do with this full moon, because we're at spring. Okay, time to clear out your world. You know, clutter is an indication of things off balance with you. So it's a good time to sort out, clear out stuff you haven't used in 7 years and you're still hanging on to. When are you going to use it? Get rid of it. Move on. Donate stuff. Somebody else could maybe benefit from it. But it's very important to clear out things. Spring is about clearing and cleansing, and not just a light cleansing, really going deep. And of course, you can always use smudge or incense to clear out the energies as well.
Right. You know, I mean, it's just, like you said, you know, you got to clear out, whether it be physical stuff, spiritual stuff, mental stuff. You got to clear the bad out of a lot, or to use the bad stuff out, and let nothing but the good stuff in, because, I mean, with this world, everybody knows and nobody needs to be told, is going a little wacky right now.
When isn't it going wacky is more the statement. I think our world's always wacky anymore.
Yeah, but I think it's gone a little wackier now than what it has been the last, I don't know, 100 years.
Well, if you look at it that way, yes, very much so. But it's also, you know, again, transition, move forward. I have a quote here from Chief Sitting Bull about spring. And here it is. Behold, my friends, the spring has come. The earth has gladly received the embraces of the sun, and we shall soon see the results of this love and of the love of all these beings, all of these energies, all these dimensions. It all comes together.
Right. To look at stuff, just to look at nature itself is to me, it's amazing on how stuff happens, you know, and to see it grow and go in the right direction and everything else, where most of the time it just, you know, it just don't. I find it amazing. I look forward to spring. I know a lot of people don't, but I look forward to spring every year because it gets warmer. I'm outside, but, you know, pushing forward is the biggest thing. You always got to push forward, you know, not one step forward and two steps back. Let's make it two steps forward and one step back if you have to.
Exactly. And again, I want to bring up that this lunar eclipse tomorrow is very powerful. And there's two that are extremely powerful, this one and the one in September. Now, there's a solar eclipse in April that's going to be pretty much worldwide. It's a powerful one as well. But we're focusing here on lunar eclipses because the power of the moon is incredible. And take advantage. And again, go to my website, read these two articles on the full moon and on the lunar eclipse and learn more about it. I write extensively on everything. So if you want to know more, look at it there. But it's so many wonderful things happening for a lot of people right now. I do feel that things are shifting, even though, of course, there's always things that are going to be bad. But I feel that more and more people have hope. And that's one of the things spring offers, is the feeling of hope. Hope.
And that's a good thing. If you lose hope, then you're going in the wrong direction. I know personally I've lost hope, but, you know, I turned it around and I got hope again.
Yes. Hope's a very, very big thing. It's like faith. They're both things you can't put your hands on, but they're very much needed, faith and hope.
Right, right. It often makes me wonder, you know, why people name their kids faith or hope. I wonder what the reasoning is behind it. But, I mean, that's just a strange name for a girl, but it happens, and the people seem to be, everyone that I've known by either faith or hope, who seem to be a very nice person.
I can't comment on it. I've never really known people with those names, so I can't say. But,
yeah.
You know, I hope they just give, again, back the word hope, their names, that it can inspire people in some way to believe that there is something beyond ourselves.
Well, there's got to be other stuff beyond us, simply because, I mean, look at what's happened. You know, people come, at least for me anyhow, and I know you too, come and visit after they have passed. And if there wasn't anything beyond that, then, you know, that we never get any visitations over anything. So,
and even our pets visit us.
Right. In the full moon, once again, there's that thing with the water. You know, I mean, our bodies are made up mostly of water, and the water around the world. It has an effect on how things are with the full moon. Every time I hear of the crow moon, all I think of, and I know it's a movie, The Raven.
The Crow.
The Crow, The Crow. And it makes me,
we're,
you know,
not doing
the
Edgar Allan Poe here.
No, because the crow goes out and then it comes back. But he flies around and sees everything, what's going on. And that's basically what the crow does. And any bird really, they go out and they see what's going on and just goes from there. Whether it be an eagle getting fish out of the water or your visitors with the cardinals.
Yeah, they're all gifts. And again, tap into everything that you can, angels, animals that you feel are guides or totems, anything, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Mother Mary, anything that you resonate with, now is the time to really connect and pull in that energy to revitalize yourself from the time that winter has played on all of us, and so that you can bring a new energy for yourself and for those around you. It isn't just about you. It's affecting everyone around you. And things.
It's like the water. It affects everything. If you talk to the Creator, you talk to the Archangels, Mother Mary, whoever you talk to, or however many you talk to. Now, especially this time of the year, this week, next week, you know, it's a massive, you know, there's so much, so many blessings that's going on out there because of the time of the year that it, you know, it's not funny. It's almost like Christmas time, where it's the Creator of Christmas. This is the Creator passing and going through, you know, everything that he went through in the human sense, to save you, not just to save this one or that one, but to save you personally. I mean, he's saving everybody, but I look at it as he saved me personally. And I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he walked or anything like that afterwards, but God bless him.
Sometimes amazing. You know, it really is the gifts that have been given to us spiritually, if we can tune in and tap in, receive, and accept the fact that we do have these gifts, that they are there, you know, acknowledging them, thanking God, thank the Creator, thank the angels, thank whoever you believe in, because the more thankful and grateful you are, the more the rewards come from them. And it may not be exactly the way you want or whatever, but you'll find you get answers and that things do come. And it's working. Again, the full moons are great energy times to tap in to the spirituality of life. If nothing else, I hope that's what full moons remind people of.
I agree. You know, people need to know that, you know, the full moon, it's even if you look at it, it's just water. It's, you know, water is necessity for life. And with the water and everything else, it, you know, with the water, you know, with everything, it's a necessity, you know, to tap into things and to, you know, thank everybody that you can, well, as far as spiritual goes, you know, that, like you said, the archangels, the angels, you know, the Creator.
There's a specific
everybody.
Archangel over the moon and the waters, and that is Azrael. Again, these are not as well known, these angels, but he works with the moon and the waters. So you've got a big connection there. Azrael, another archangel, tune in, ask for his guidance, whatever you need. See what comes through.
Exactly. Anytime you ask for help, but make sure that you thank them afterwards, whether you get it or not, thank them anyhow, because you may not get it today. You may not get it tomorrow. You may not get it till you get to the other side, but thank him anyhow, because I mean, he will help. She either or, I don't want to
whoever it may be.
Yeah, whether it be a guy or a girl, or I should say a woman. but yeah, I mean, anytime you ask for help, and whether you get it or not, you should always say thank you, and you know, thank you for hearing me, thank you for, you know, giving it to me, whatever the case may be, and when you get it, then sensei, thank you again. Because
and, you
I
know,
mean,
another
that's
important thing. another important thing to pull in here. Sorry about that, but it's bringing in spiritual protection using God's white light and Archangel Michael's blue light. Spiritual protection is needed, I say it almost every show, because it's probably the most critical thing needed in this world at this time. Your personal protection, the protection of your home, the protection of your loved ones. It's massive how much is needed, because the energies, if you're sensitive at all, you know all the negative energies flying around, and you need to protect yourself from them.
Right. Personally, I say thank you every morning, thank you every night, and I ask for the blue light and the white light, to cover me and protect me as all day and at night. There's so much
absolutely
evil, I guess, is what
well,
you could say.
It
or,
is.
That's going around.
Real quick, an experience. Last night, a person contacted me to help with their dog who they didn't know what's wrong. He's lashing out, biting people, and he's in fear. Well, I'm not one to jump on spiritual things much, but I knew that there was something in that home affecting this dog. And then the man starts talking about, well, they go into their living room and it's filled with cigarette smoke, and they don't smoke and they don't see anyone. And they've had all types of signs that there's a spirit there, and this dog is scared, and he's trying to protect the owners, but he's also being manipulated. And I talked to them about using the white light and the blue light. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I sure pray that they do, because they need it very much. People don't realize how much you need this. You're willing to acknowledge that there's negative energies around you. Well, tune into fighting them, and the key is God, Archangel Michael. Those are your two powerful ones for fighting, and Jesus as well.
Yeah. It was funny that you...
It left a big impression on me.
It was funny that you bring up cigarette smoke. I'd be sitting in the living room, and I think what I hear, though, is all the ductworks, with each other. And I can smell cigarette smoke, and I'm sure neither one of my cats are smoking, and I don't smoke.
Yeah.
But I do, on the other hand, I do smell cigar smoke, and my dad used to smoke. So
well,
sometimes...
Well, that's one of the signs from a loved one is that. But in this case, last night, this was no one they knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big difference.
Well,
your loved ones will signal however they can.
Yeah, they're like I said, there's so much negativity and so many bad spirits going on in this world, and they could attach to anybody or anything, and come right into the house, and they're setting up camp and staying there until you chase them out. They're going to be there. So, and that, it goes from
and
there.
And the best way to chase them out is with the white light of God and the blue light of Michael. You send those after them, and they're going to run, and screaming running, because they know the power of those and what they can do. And again, look for signs if there's something off in your life. And again, you can look on my website. Using God's white light is the primary article. And in it, I have the step-by-step video, how to practice using God's white light. So I have all these tools available for you. They're throughout my website. Type in on the loop, search whatever you're looking for, and I've written on it. I've written 12 books, thousands of articles, over 700 videos. I have extensive work out there. No two ways around it. If I could ever categorize all of it, it would fill a bookstore.
And the articles, I may add that the articles are very informative, and they do help if you read them. And, instead of just reading, make sure you read them and understand them. And they're easy to understand.
Okay.
So
Well, we're coming down the signal here. I'm sorry, Ray. We've just got a few seconds. Thank you, everyone. God bless. Bye-bye.
Happy Palm Sunday. Thank you.